I'm very sorry because they don't need
the OSAQ with me.
But the back door, no way, you don't have the key to the back door, nothing.
Hade Koikoi expresses surprise when he finds himself locked out of the country's sole veterinary diagnostic lab. The only other employee here is a man cutting grass. Liberia's only lab technician is absent, as are his usual assistants. Still, Moscow-trained Koikoi proudly gives a brief outside tour of the lab.
As you see, here you have the generator that has just been installed to serve the lab. Because as lab, we need 24 hours covering. And as you may know, since the onset of the war, the whole country is in a darkness. We don't have electricity.
Koikoi says Liberia has yet to have a case of bird flu. But it is important to have a lab for testing purposes, since the similar poultry affecting Newcastle's disease is quite prevalent.
The Newcastle disease is very similar to the avian influenza. The only differentiation you can make is in a lab. But by the symptoms, they look very similar. There are only two differences. One, the length of the disease. Second, laboratory tests. Because Newcastle disease is more lengthy, 1 to 2 weeks before the chicken get there. But with the avian influenza, it's a matter of hours.
Chicken are being fed in the biggest nearby farm, known as Wolkie Farms. Manager Roland Bayan says many smaller farms fail to take necessary precautions.
Poultry health is difficult because one disease can carry you, your whole flock can die. So I would advise that before you get into such a thing, actually I would advise that you should have an idea. Sometimes you get the money to do and you don't have the technical know-how, but you can consult somebody who has an idea and they'll guide you.
On the Kakata Highway between Carysburg and his Monrovia Agriculture Ministry offices, Koikoi stops below a sign advising people not to sleep with their poultry. Farmers living right next to the sign had not even seen it. But Koikoi says it is important advice.
Because of the war, the crime rate has gone high. On the countryside, the poultry owners decided to sleep with the poultry in this house. But we advise them not to do it because in case of outbreak of avian influenza, they will be contaminated through the air.
The H5N1 strain of bird flu can contaminate and kill humans. Further north, Egyptian officials say there have been 19 H5N1 deaths in the past 2 years. During regional workshops in Liberia, Koikoi gives plenty of advice to avoid such a scenario in his own country. For example, he tells customs officers not to allow chicken to cross the border from Ivory Coast, where bird flu has been detected, or he explains how to handle dead chicken with plastic bags.
When they put their hand in a plastic bag, they should hold the dead chicken and bury it when they have already dug the hole, bury it and bury it with the plastic. They should not touch. During my last trip, I met with Evele and she had a seminar, a workshop she attended, and she could still remember these rules. So I felt very happy that our mission went through.
The anti-bird flu sign on the road to Monrovia also has hotline numbers for reporting any problems with poultry. But unfortunately, Koikoi says, the numbers are not answered anymore. He says as the country's only vet with only one pickup truck at his disposal, he faces challenges alone. Nico Columbans, VOA News, Carysburg, Liberia.